At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Are we happy to be here?
Yes.
We are hearing wonderful testimonies that things are happening in our midst. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's so much evidence that we are not alone here. Say, neighbor, I refuse to be alone thinking I'm with God.
I refuse to be alone thinking I'm with God.
You know, to be in church and you think God was there, you're convinced God was there. And only to find that you were all by yourself. Yeah, there are places like that. You remember the children of Israel were shouting, were screaming. You remember? They were shouting, glory to God Almighty. Because the ark was there, only to find that the ark was empty. God was not, that's why it was called Ichabod. God was, the ark was there, the church was there, but there was no God in it. They realized when they were smitten and by their enemies, they were destroyed. They realized, oh, we are alone, Moose. Because they knew if God was there, that would not have happened. Do you love Jesus Christ? So we thank God that God is here and we can see the evidence, hallelujah, of his presence in our midst. Are we blessed, Bazarani? Come on, give God a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Oh, today I want to share, hopefully briefly, not too long. Amen. God is, I'm telling you, hey, this heat, yeah, but so kulungile. Kuseni ba se kulungile. Ah, mene tackle. I see the right thing on the ceiling. I mean, on the tent. Mene what? Your days are numbered.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But I thank God that you people, you are not easily moved. You know what you want. You are not moved by small things. What brings you here is it has got value. Otherwise, there's so many things that say, don't go there. But you know what you want. Say never, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to share briefly here about something I believe is responsible for many casualties in the house of God without us knowing about it. It has claimed so many lives of Christians. I mean, I'm talking spiritual lives. Some people may still be alive in the physical, but dead in the spirit. So this thing is responsible for many. And we are not even aware. Say, neighbor, we are not even aware. And I pray that today it will be exposed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go to the book of 1 Kings chapter 22. I'm going to read fast through it. Hallelujah. Until we get to where we are supposed to be. Say, I love you, Lord. Say, I love you, Jesus. Yes, looks like we are going to get a cloud cover just now.
That's right.
Amen. Never seen a load shedding in the wilderness. Always the light of God was there, warming them and also showing them the way, lighting up their way. Say, so it shall be in my life. First Kings chapter 22, we'll start from verse 1. 3 years, now 3 years passed without war between Syria and Israel. Then it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went down to visit the king of Israel. Now here you see Judah and Israel side by side. If you'll understand the Bible, at this point, Israel was divided into the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom was called Israel, and then the southern kingdom was called Judah. So these are the two kings, okay, that we will hear about. Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah, and he went to visit another king of the north that we'll hear about him just now. And the king of Israel said to his servants, "Do you know that Ramoth in Gilead is ours?" So he says, you see those people in Gilead, that place belongs to us. But we hesitate to take it out of the hand of the king of Syria. He says, we must take that place from the Syrians. It belongs to us, the Israelites. Are you getting the story? So he wants to start a fight, you see. He wants to do what? So he wants to start a fight. So he said to Jehoshaphat, "Will you go with me to fight at Ramoth Gilead? Are you going to fight with me?" Amen? So Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "I'm as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horses." Say, "Neighbor, be careful how you bind yourself to people. There are some people you mustn't, especially people like Ahab." Oh, Ahab was so ungodly. Ahab was so happy. Ahab even married Jezebel. Let me say, that was a hectic couple. An unbelieving husband with a Jezebel. I said, "Neighbor, terrible combination." Come on, people, are you in the house of God? Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. There's some couples, you look at them and say, "God, we need your mercy here." Are you here? Yes. Oh, people, are you sad? Are you happy?
Yes.
You are happy?
Yes.
So, yes, Jehoshaphat is binding himself to what is he even saying? "I am yours. I'm as you are. My people as your people. My horses as your..." Oh, please, man. Say, "Neighbor, be careful. Don't bind yourself to some people." But he says to him, "Please inquire for the word of the Lord." You see, this man says, okay, fine, but let us hear what God is saying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Looks like I'm having challenges here. Okay. So then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 of them, and said to them, "Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to fight, or shall I refrain?" He called how many prophets? 400. And the prophets came. So they said, "Go up, for the Lord will deliver it into the hand of the king." You see, this prophet prophesied and told him that, you go, king, you will succeed. I see you victorious. Oh, Jesus. They say, "The Lord show me victorious. You coming back victorious with carrying spoils." You know, these people is because they want to be in the king's good books. Amen? People think when they are helping you. Amen? So he said, Jehoshaphat said, "No." You see, Jehoshaphat, here's the thing that I want you to pray for. Look at your neighbor. Here's the thing I want you to pray for. The spirit of discernment. We need the spirit of discernment. Jehoshaphat, after 400, and many people would have said, okay, 400 confirmations, let's move. He said, please. Something is not sitting well in my spirit with your prophets. Something with your prophets. No, man. I said, can we have another one? Look, he says, "Is there not still another one? Still a prophet of the Lord here?" Look at your neighbors. Your spirit must infuse, man. You know, sometimes that must be the only thing that remains. Because this is to protect you. Are you hearing me? After everybody has spoken good, there must be something in you that must still say, I'm not happy, man. Am I talking to somebody here?
This will keep you away from what I'm going to teach you today, if you can understand that you need the guidance of the spirit of discernment. Because everything can look good and in place, but there can be something that is operating in the background waiting to bite you. Say, I need the spirit of discernment.
I need the spirit of discernment.
So the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, there is still one man. He said, okay, reluctantly, say, oh, okay, there is one. Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him because he doesn't prophesy good concerning me, but evil things. Amen. Why do people want to be lied to? Why people believe lies more than the truth? Am I talking to someone? Why is it easy to believe a lie? Why people tend to be attracted to liars? Those are the questions that I want us to ask ourselves today. It's because what they are looking for what is in their hearts. Anybody who says what is in their heart, they will love him. Because it is ticklish in them. Say scratching. Is it scratching where it itches? Scratching where it itches. You know, sometimes you ask somebody to do it because it's too far. He said, please, how about actually could keep on doing it. Keep on keeping on. Isn't it? Because it's nice. You know, lies are like that. Oh, they are sweet. You know, I normally say if people talk the whole day nonstop, there must be a lie somewhere. Okay, am I talking to somebody? Say never, there is no way. Even the lovers, they talk the whole day, there's lies.
They are sweet liars.
I mean, they're the whole day. Say neighbor, it's not possible. You can't stand the truth for 24 hours. Truth is not nice. 24 hours of truth, never. They are spicing it up with some nice lies, promising things that are not there, that they know very well they can't do it. Is it true? Who has been a lover here who will agree with me? Do you love Jesus Christ? Yeah. There's no way you can speak the whole day. Say never. There's no way. Talking the whole day. Truth. Never. You have put in some other ingredients. Are we loving Jesus? Hallelujah. So Jonathan said, let not the king say such things. Don't say such things about the men of God. Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, bring Micaiah, the son of Imlah, quickly. The king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, having put on their robes, set each on their throne at the threshing floor at the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. Now Zedekiah, the son of Chenaanah, he made horns of iron for himself, and he said, thus says the Lord. This one was even spectacular. He made what? He was amplifying his prophetic gift. Are you hearing what he's saying? Zedekiah, said me, Zedekiah was on the ball. Come on, people, do you love Jesus? Say, Neba, why are you so serious? Hallelujah. He was leading these 400 prophets because he was more than ready. That says the Lord, he says, with this you shall go, the Syrians, until they are destroyed. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord will deliver it into the king's hand. Hallelujah. Then the messenger who had gone to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, "Now listen." You see, Barzillai, let me tell you something. Many of you that I've spoken to, whether one-on-one and I gave you advice, you will understand that I didn't tell you what you wanted to hear. And many of you didn't like what I said. You walk away sad and disappointed. Amen. Because the problem is that not that we are not aware what you want to hear. Almost every time I know what you want me to tell you. When you have a problem, you already have a list of solutions, and I'm going to give you what is not in your list. And many people walk away disappointed. Are you hearing me? Good people, I will rather be in your bad books than in being in God's bad books. I don't want to owe you the truth. I would rather owe you love, but not truth. Truth I must give you immediately. You see, when I tell you the truth, I set myself free. Otherwise, I remain indebted to you for life. Oh. Are you hearing me? I can't play with the truth. For me, if I don't tell you the truth, I become indebted to you for life. And many people don't realize. For short-term gains, they lie, but they don't realize that they will owe you for the rest of their lives. Speaking the truth sets you free.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus. You see, when somebody, how do I look in dress? I'm just dressed. I'm just handled. Are you swanny? No, are you swanny? It ain't you swanny, Nangakir. And I say, how? Somebody won't like what I'm saying, I know. So anyway, you must tell somebody the truth. No, this one is not for you. Please, it's not for you. Everybody on a little high, say neighbor, you look good in what fits you. There's something called dressing for the body. You see, I know these things. All star. But then much but then the right over one. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So you just tell somebody that, okay, please say, I like this dress, but hey, not on you, sir. Not on you, ma'am. They won't like you, but you have told them the truth. The one thing they will respect you is that you tell the truth. Don't you want that reputation? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's like if you come here, the ministers, you preach, and I call you to the side, or hey, we're revealing Hayo. Hayo, that me Hayo. After I prepare la kanaka, Murute are Hayo. But you see, the problem is that I can tell you why sometimes these things are not acceptable. It's because we don't tell people when they do good. We only wait when they are wrong. You see, if I tell you when you are good, you will accept when I correct you.
Amen.
Tell you never say never. When I don't look, I look good, you must talk. When I look good, you must also talk. If you don't talk, you lose the right to talk when I don't look good. Did you tell your neighbor?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus Christ? Come on, clap your hands for Jesus Christ. Are you getting the wisdom? Are you getting the wisdom? Tell people you live with, every time they're looking good, you know you're preparing yourself for the bad day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Keep saying it. You look good, you look good, you look good. One day you know that weapon you will use nicely. Nobody will question your reputation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, don't keep quiet when we look good.
Yeah.
You lose the right to speak when we don't. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. 13. Then the messenger who had gone to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, "Now listen, the words of the prophets with one accord encourage the king. Please let your word be like the word of one of them and speak encouragement. Speak like them. Don't come here with a lousy story, man. People have already confirmed it's done. It's a done deal. 400. I'm sure he told him. You remember some of those prophets have been prophesying long before you came. So please don't come. Micaiah, you are young. Don't come, please. Big guys have already spoken here. Experienced prophets, seasoned prophets. You don't come here with stories. You're senior prophets. They have spoken. So it's case closed. I don't even know why they want you. But anyway, I've been sent to get you. Let's go. Oh, listen to Micaiah. Listen to say, I am Micaiah.
I am Micaiah.
She said, as the Lord lives, whatever the Lord says to me, that I will speak. I don't care what you are telling me, reputation, who said what. I don't care. I speak what I hear.
I
speak what I hear from God.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Say, that's me.
That's me.
I don't care who spoke before.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I think I'm having a bit of a challenge here. Amen. With some of the gadgets here. Let me just do this. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus Christ? So Micaiah said what?
I speak what the Lord.
Yes. Not what man wants me to speak. I don't say, I don't care who has gone before me.
I don't care who has gone before me.
Say, I don't care who has gone before me. Say, I don't care who has gone before me. I speak what I hear the Lord say.
Nothing more.
Nothing less. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 13. 14, eh? We're on 14 now, eh? Is that 14? Okay. But Micaiah said, as surely as the Lord lives, I can tell him only what the Lord tells me. When he arrived, the king asked him, Micaiah, shall we go to war against Ramoth Gilead or not? Listen to Micaiah. Remember, I told you that we know what you want. Before we even speak to you, we know what you want. And he told him, he said, attack and you'll be victorious. For the Lord will give it to you. Again, you like lies. It's like you could add there, again, you like lies. Say, never, you can add the Akiri, you like lies. You Ahab. I'll give you what you want. Ahab realized this is not typical of this man. Why does this sound like the other prophets today? Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus Christ? Then the king said to him, how many times must I make you swear to tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord? So Ahab won the truth. So Ahab won the truth. Say, neighbor, what a shock. So Ahab won the truth today. Maybe it's because he's sitting next to Jehoshaphat. Because every time he tells him the truth, he fights him. Amen? Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
Then Micaiah said, okay, let me tell you now the truth.
Yeah.
I saw all Israel scattered on the hills like sheep without a shepherd.
Oh.
Whoa. Who is the shepherd? Ahab.
Hey.
And the Lord said, these people have no master. Let each one go home in peace. Meaning you are going to be slaughtered. You are going to die and people will come back without you. Then the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, didn't I tell you that he never prophesied anything good about me, this man, but only bad things? He tells you what is in your heart. That it is in you, what is in your heart that rejects the truth. If the heart changes, we will receive the true prophecy, the true word of God. But what makes us reject it is because our heart is not in line with the will of God. Are you hearing me? Now, listen to this. Micaiah continued, therefore hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord. Now verse 19, I want you to underline that one. I saw the Lord. He says, before I saw, this is what I saw. Before you even called me, God showed me this. He took me to heaven and I saw in a vision. Now he is describing what he saw. Ne? I saw the Lord sitting on his throne with all the multitudes of heaven, standing around him on his right and on his left. Are you listening? And the Lord said, who will entice Ahab into attacking Ramoth Gilead and go into his death there? Now, this was a meeting in heaven. Oh, I pray that your life is not so hopeless that God feels that, you know what, wa mutho amamile akamba nalo ushwa mo. Imagine this was happening in heaven. I mean, this is the man who brought a wife that killed the true prophet of God. It's like heaven was enough of him. Are you listening to me? But there's something that I want you to understand here. Are we still together? Which will help you. And he says, finally, one suggested this and another suggested that. And then he says, finally, a spirit came forward. Now, other translation will say a lying spirit. A lying spirit came forward, stood before the Lord. You see, even this evil spirit, it looks like they also come. We saw it with Job, that when the sons of God presented themselves to God, Satan was also found in their midst. It looks like there are some meetings they attend. Sineba, what do you think? Oh God, they are allowed in some of this meeting. Okay, you, come in. What's your problem? Are you hearing me? So this lying spirit, which should be an evil spirit, also came up. And he says, listen, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouths of all the prophets. I will do the job. I'll tell him you will succeed in enter. And he said, oh no, God said you will succeed. Go and do whatever you want to do. And then he went and he did. Now, listen to this. Are you listening to me? Satan is a master deceiver. And he employs the services of a lying spirit to do his bidding. I want to repeat that. Satan is a master deceiver. He employs the services of a lying spirit. A lying spirit is the one that does the dirty trick. Is the one that will sell you death and you will buy it at a very high cost. Your own death. Oh, Jesus. Am I talking to somebody in the house?
Yes.
A lying spirit will just come and make you pay for your own death. And let me tell you this. Many Christians don't see this spirit in operation. And I'll show you the different ways it operates. But we are affected by this spirit one way or the other. Because it's a very tricky spirit. It doesn't show up. You won't even know it's there. But I'll give you signs to show that this spirit is in operation. Are you ready for this?
Amen.
Are you ready for this?
Amen.
When you read in the book of Genesis chapter 1, now, the first thing that I want to tell you about this spirit is that it questions the word of God, the authority and the power of the word of God in your life. What the word of God can do and what it can do is the kind of spirit that makes you doubt God. And sometimes we just think, why am I weak? Why do I feel so hopeless? You don't realize it's the spirit. Say anybody, you don't realize it's the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you here?
Amen.
Genesis what? No, Genesis 3, sorry. Genesis 3 from verse 1. It says, now the serpent, say now the serpent. Who is the serpent? The devil himself.
Yes.
The master deceiver.
Yes.
He will package something very dangerous and you will buy it at a very high price. Say, and say neighbor, that's him. Who will buy something that he knows is a poison, is going to kill himself? No, unless it's packaged like something very sweet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
It says, now the serpent was more crafty. The serpent was more what? Yes. Of all of them, he was the craftiest. Hallelujah. Aha. Masen, that's the one that I think I wanted. Hallelujah. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said that? Anamudimu ubuile. Let me tell you. You see, when you are alone in your little corner and you look at your life and the promises of God and it does not make sense. Oh, are you here? How many things that you have believed God for and they have not moved, they have not happened? And the devil will get you in that little corner and begin to show you, you have trusted God for this. God said, did really God say, or is just you?
Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
You know, in my own ministry, there have been times when the church was almost empty. See, now there are people, many people, you know, just from that side, there are also many people. But there was a time when there were like two lines. And like, it's not say too fair. And a lying spirit, so what do you think? You like things. You just follow things. You say, God, 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 God. Did really God say anything? If God said something, where are the people? Where are the people? Where is the power of God? Where is this endorsement of your calling? Where is the power of God there? Why are you feeling so heavy? Now it's a lying spirit. He's trying to tell you are on your own. God is not part of it. Did he really say that? You know, once the word of God is questioned in your life, you're finished. I mean, where is your hope? You know, our hope is in the word.
Yes.
He has given us his word, surety that he will do what he said he will do.
Yes.
His reputation, his character. I mean, the word of God is backed by his character. Hey, are you hearing me?
Yes.
So if this spirit catches you in a corner and makes you look, bona usotle ajang, bona fail. Is there somebody who understands what I'm saying in the house? Just look around, you will see that God did not say anything to you. Somebody is listening to me here. And I mean, you think it's your thoughts. You see, that's the problem with the lying spirit. You cannot differentiate it from your thoughts.
Yeah.
So,
am I talking to somebody? You cannot differ. In the end, you just feel hopeless, man. You feel tired. Where do I get this? The strength to even continue. Hallelujah. He came to Jesus when he, after fasting, and his ministry is just starting. Hallelujah. And he saw many things, questioned the word of God, but it is written, but it is written. And at the end, to show that that thing was not small, he needed an angel to come and minister to him. After that, lying spirit came and wanted to manipulate scriptures. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You must be quick to say, I bind you, evil spirit. I know it is you. I'm going to wait here until I see the promise of the Lord upon my life.
Amen.
You must say, listen here, you must say, I will wait here. Whether he comes or not, I will wait here. I will die waiting here. I will die looking like a fool. I'm not going anywhere.
Amen.
You must have a stubborn faith.
Amen.
Oh, unlike Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, hey, we know that our Lord will save us from this fire. But let it be known, in case he doesn't. Hallelujah. That is the way to silence the lying spirit. You must tell the spirit it's none of your business. Whether my God disappoint me or not is none of your business. I've not invited your opinion. Me, I've thrown myself and everything into this. I don't have a backup plan. I don't have plan B. I'm swimming in the whole thing. Let him disappoint me if you want to. And it's got nothing to do with you. That's a stubborn faith.
Hallelujah.
His name is on the line. It's not mine.
Amen.
You see, the mistake I made was to call myself by his name. And I said, he sent me. He called me. So people are watching. It's up to him what he does.
Yeah.
And I never wanted to lift up my name for that reason. So that when, if ever I fail, it must be him.
Amen.
Hello. Come on, give God a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Say serpent. Employing the service of a lying spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It will say to you, you have been giving, supporting, giving ministry, supporting. Look at you. Your man is going to church. Trusting. Look at you. Oh. What's about her spirit? It says he preaches. Amen. When you are alone, agunjalo vele. Are you hearing me? Yeah. We just don't see it coming. By the time you realize it's 1 hour, 2 hours, you have been into this fantasy of things that are not there. People of God, immediately when something wants to take you somewhere else, rebuke it immediately. I refuse to go on that roller coaster because I don't know where it is going to take me. I refuse and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want my peace back. I'm okay the way I am. I'm okay where I am. Whether I don't have food or not, it's none of your business. It's none of your business. Faith is risky anyway. I took it. It has nothing to do with anybody. Hallelujah. Oh, is somebody going to tell the devil to get off his back? Is somebody going to tell him to get off?
Yes.
Hallelujah. If God is really faithful, why is this happening? Those are the questions they ask. Hallelujah. Did he really say, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? He asked Jesus the same. He did the same thing. He will question the word of God in your life. And you come in a very silly, subtle, before you know it, you're carried away. Who are you once you question the word that your life depends on? Your very life depends on the word of God. Without it, there is no Christian life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's like if I say to my girl there, you see, she's comfortable on that thing. And I begin to say, how do you know this table will sustain you? You see where she is. How do you know this thing is not going to boom here? And imagine she start thinking, hey, why? What if I fall? What will happen? The entire time is thinking about that. The thing that sustains you is being questioned. Therefore, you have no foundation. Your life is hanging on the balance. He attacks what your life depends on, and without you knowing it, you're already questioning it. We have to believe the word of God like children.
Amen.
Like we are not thinking, like we are crazy.
Amen.
That's the only way to survive. Say, neighbor, that's the only way to survive. If you don't understand something in the word of God, just say we'll talk about it in the suite by and by.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, give God a hand of praise. Amen. Number two, how does the Spirit operate? It takes you away. It leads you or it takes you away from the right people you have to be with in your life. It will come up with schemes to remove you from your help. People who have a purpose in your life, he'll make sure that you fight them. He'll come and tell you stories about someone that is important in your life, and you believe it. It's a lying spirit. You see, there is a certain relationship the devil does not want to see because it's dangerous. For him, it's dangerous. There are people, if you associate with, let me tell you, your association with me is dangerous to the devil. Oh, your amen is like are you listening to me?
Amen.
There's a certain combination that the devil does not want. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, there is this other day, let me just share with this. I found it amazing. You know, I was delivering somebody, and you know, we were up in the house, and my son, and my son that time was very small. I think he was very, very young. Maybe about 9, 10, somewhere there. Let's say around 9, 10. And he came and sat next to me. And the demon said, what does he want here, this one? And he said, okay, you. I said, I don't like the two of you together here. No, one of you must go. And I said, which one? He said, no, let the boy go. You are fine. And I was like, so it means I have less power? Because the demon chose me to stay. Hallelujah. There's certain relationships that are not good to the enemy. He will come up with schemes to peel you off. But we don't see it happening. Hallelujah. When somebody comes and tell you things about somebody that you don't know, don't entertain them.
Amen.
Amen. You must first ask them, did I invite you? Did I ask for your opinion on so and so? If God wants you to know something about me, he will reveal it to you.
Amen.
God is not a gossiper. Say, neighbor, God is not a gossiper.
God is not a gossiper.
First, he will start with me to show me what is wrong. And then if I don't listen, he'll find a way to correct me. If I still don't listen, he'll find a way for you to know. And it's not going to be by some rumors. God will appear to you and he will let you know. And he won't just let you know. He will direct you what to do about it. You see, that's the wisdom of God, a revelation that comes from God. It does not leave you frustrated without direction. Now that I know the truth, what next? That kind of revelation is demonic. It's exposure. It's not revelation. True revelation from God comes with wisdom. You are never left paralyzed. What am I going to do with the information that I have? God will tell you directly, this is what is happening. I want you to do 1, 2, 3.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
The angel of the Lord went to Joseph and told Joseph that, yes, your wife is pregnant, because he was planning to run away. And he said, no, don't do that, because what is happening is of the Lord.
Sure.
What is happening is of the Lord. So stay. So he gave him a solution. This is true. It's happening. He's pregnant, but it is not by a human being. So don't run away. I'm giving you a solution. Stay. And this is the reason why your wife is pregnant. Just from the meeting with the angels, all his problems were solved. And he did not run away from Mary. Stayed with Mary. Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
So a lying spirit will try and remove for. You know, some people say, neighbor, don't be like that. You know, some people say, me, I don't care. You go, you go. After all, you needed me more. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You this person, you depended even, why should I even bother? Why should I beg this person? If she wants to go, let them go. She'll remember me, she'll come back. Say anybody, does not work like that. Don't be like that. I don't care. Let them go. No. You don't realize that even if you may not need somebody today, but you don't know how your tomorrow looks like.
Hallelujah.
You know, there's some people who look like baggage in Jeokari, you are carrying them all the time. Ah, okay. Akna data. Oh, people, are you okay or you're angry now? Akina ing. It's like it's a baggage. You are carrying them. Keep carrying them. Say, but keep carrying them. One day they'll carry you. Hallelujah. Are you here? So it says, after all, una depend on namutu. I don't know. Hey, lying spirit. Say, but lying spirit has come between. He's showing you that you don't need this person, but the truth is that you don't know what your future looks like.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you have money, it does not mean that you have all solutions to life. Amen. Sometimes you need a word from somebody that will save your life. Otherwise, you're going to leave that money. Say neighbor, are you listening? So, number three, this spirit will take you to people, to a people you don't have to be with. In other words, wrong company. It leads you to wrong companies. It makes it easy for you to find yourself in amongst useless people. Yeah. Kiraori, le boyfriend de vele itwetsile. Say never, le boyfriend itwetsile. Oh, but what truths was it? Are you here?
Yes.
This spirit will make you meet. It organizes wrong meetings. Business meetings, wrong ones. Business deals, wrong ones. A lying spirit. Oh, somebody say, I rebuke that spirit.
I rebuke
that spirit. It literally leads you to wrong places, wrong companies. You know, I was saying this morning that the company of Christians can be boring sometimes. Say, but Bazalone cannot go, they are too slow. Bahamba mangani. Somebody say, Abana Vavavum. Hello? It's like Christians, and sometimes you feel, man, hey, man, I want what? I want something, man. These people are not moving. Say, neighbor, Vavavum, it will end up Vavavum you. This fastness you want, you know, it's like people are holding you back. No. At least you want people to phone me. Hey, this Saturday, how is it looking? Dinsang. Baru dinsang. Baru in dinsang. You know, the first time I heard about this way is dinsang. I was just delivering somebody. The spirit spoke, said dinsang. And I was like, what is this? Dinsang. Is it about the demon coming out? For 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I was confused. Yeah, Kirjinsang. It's a demon. I'm telling you the truth. The first time I heard Jinsang was from a demon. Huh? Jinsang. Jinsang. Jinsang what? I was confused. The demon had to explain what Jinsang means to me. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? So that's what we want. This Saturday, Dinsang, is that right? What's happening? What's up? Is it what it means? We want, no, every time, hey, are you kereking, hey, Renalin kereking, oh, abora mutone. That's the kind of life you want. David says, I am glad when they say, come, let's go into the house of the Lord. That's the kind of life you want. Not this thing of going with people, hey, this Saturday we are this. Hey, we are going out with our motorbikes. Oh, we are going what? Oh. Dinsa. Are you hearing me? You'll end up with wrong people. You know, I was saying this morning that, you know, even, you know, sometimes you look at Facebook. I'm no longer active, that much active there, except on the synagogues and so on. But I remember when I used to, I would see people posing pictures. Saturday in early morning. Sometimes we want to bottle on a beer somewhere. Are you hearing? Why are you laughing? Huh? I say Anokom. King. Hanneken. Heineken. Oh, you know these things. Do you like, and you see it, you see a bottle somewhere on the ground. Or on a kimuputia waka on. Dinza. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? And those are the things people want. Before you know it, you even got a girlfriend at Tawang. Imagine coming home. This is my future wife. We end up on Najwa Tatoa. That's how it works. Because if your father is the only one who drinks in the house, so they will have to drink together. Ratswal. They'll drink together. Bad company will destroy you. It will destroy you. Are you hearing me? The people you end up with, you don't even see anything wrong. What's wrong with? And you bring them to church and you expect people to understand. Why about one of our problems with girlfriend? Because la hatla yena vele o 100 centimeters above the knee. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And now we are preaching coherent, because now he's disturbed mightily. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Say never, bad company. The lying spirit is the one that tells you these people are boring. Go out, find better groups and so on. Born. Hallelujah. Say lying spirit. Yes. It will gradually remove you from people who are going to help you, to wrong people. Young people, I'm speaking to young people here. Never think a Christian company is boring. Yes. Never. They will tell you it's boring. They will tell you those things. Ah, we're now a borer. Fast forward 15 years, you will see what I'm talking about. I've told you so many times that when I go home at my age, my peers, my age group, I can't recognize them. I cannot. But at some point, my life was boring. They are so tired and finished. Don't rush your life. Don't rush your life. Hallelujah. Lying spirit will tell you this. Don't even believe it. Be cool and be collected. Be calm. Amen. One step at a time.
Aye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number four. Say number four.
Number four.
Are we on number four?
Yes.
Underplaying the serious consequences of disobedience. Underplaying the serious consequences of disobedience.
In other words, playing down that, even if you do this, there's nothing wrong, you know? Against God. It's a lying spirit. Ranging from being faithful in giving to promiscuity. Hello? Nah, no problem. After this, no problem. You know? Say neighbor, you don't know. Let me tell you this. Let me tell you this, Bazalan. Now, are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Many of the problems of marriage come from courtship. They started there. Let me give you one example. I've got hundreds of them. We'll talk about it one day. If you have sex before marriage, are you listening to me? That thing, what it does is that in marriage, it creates mistrust. You may not understand how it works. You don't understand why, when you are away on a business, seriously, how your wife suspects that you are involved. You know why? In her mind, she thinks, if you could not hold yourself, how no naliena, osolaki imo olinti. Somebody marayole ke lata muruti wano sanjeti ke lata. Maybe we must finish and go home, isn't it? Now, listen to me. Those things, they don't make sense to you, but if a woman realizes that you can be that strong to say no until marriage, hi, I got 3 weeks. Whatever, wherever you are, you will say no. That's how it works. Amen. They translate. Amen. So it's like when God says, don't do something. Where is these things? Out of your mouth, like, it's like this God is so, why answer sweet out of my mouth? He's saving you from something. So the lying spirits and downplays the serious consequences of disobedience. Don't worry. You see, God can forgive you, but there are certain things that must still come to pass. Don't worry. You know what? God is going to start us on a new slate today. Don't worry, all things will be in the past. As long as you understand this and repent, it will all be well. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And just don't continue to do the same thing. Number four. Is it number five? I'm going to give you the last one now and we are done. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll give you the last one. Amen. Are you blessed, Bazalwani?
Amen.
So whenever God says don't do something, don't do it. Don't allow the spirit to convince you otherwise. When he says give, go give. When he says this, go give. There's consequences for disobedience that no one can do anything about. It must just come even if God forgives you. You'll still go to heaven, but the consequences will still come.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
The last one I'll give you is this. It's overestimation of one's potential and abilities. Okay? Over what? Of one's what? Yes. We call it a delusion of grandiosity. Believing you are something that you are not. Overestimating your value of grandiosity. Grandeur. It's people who believe kinna kinna. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
And that's how the devil fell, by the way. It's the same spirit that brought him down. Because he felt that heaven could not do without him. And especially in the churches, once you are able to do 1, 2, 3 and you feel that, okay, I'm okay. Amen. The moment you start singing here and everybody falls, Tasile wena ubi number to bawa. How be na lady see habawi? Hakira not ladies, mosonkanaga wagat ladies. But how when you sing, people fall and the spirit comes to you. See now. These people depend on you. You see the spirit, and then you feel, you know what, and look, they don't even appreciate you. Muruti does not even say thank you. He just comes, he talks, he becomes this staring, this performer, and then he goes. How feel is sent? Yeah, now you are alone. The spirit is speaking to you. Something creeps into you. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
These people depend on me. Hallelujah. In the church, Bazalwane, it is one of the ways that the enemy will remove you from your grace. There's this example that I like giving. It's very, whenever I talk about these issues, it's very clear. It's concerning soccer teams, okay? You see, many people, I'm sure you follow soccer. You'll see that a player will be like a striker for Chiefs, will be so good, or Pirates, it doesn't matter, will be scoring goals, will be so good. And then they decide to sell the player. They make offers, go and play for Sundowns. They put big monies. But when this guy gets to Sundowns, it becomes a flop. You know why? It's because this person does not realize that it is the place that makes him who he is. He doesn't realize that he's scoring goals because there are midfielders there at Chiefs that understand him. They are giving him the right kind of crosses. All he needs to do is just. If you never say, Ibea mo, so mo, ba Ibea ile mo, nigga scan. You see the foolishness? You think it's you. You don't realize that where you are makes you who you are. Everybody there. Everybody around you makes you who you are. If you understand that, you don't become big-headed and think you are this person.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you are singing here, remember Tebogo is playing keyboard. Kwana uto tola Isaac ekwan. Abita ntotsa haya ditsa mailane lo wena mono. House ali blessing. Moya house a Tebogo. Wa hopula Tebogo. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
The place where you are contributes to who you are. It's not only your skill. It's not only your talent. It's not only your preaching. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I preach like this because I'm in the synagogue. I get to hear kilo rara kai kai get la sound there. Are you hearing what I'm telling you today?
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, you are who you are because I am who I am. I like this God. He humbles people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But don't allow a lying spirit to come and tell you in the little corner how important you are.
Amen.
Silence that spirit and say, I am who I am because I am where I am.
Amen.
Are you blessed?
Amen.
I'm done preaching. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, let's give God a hand of praise. Oh, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him. Oh, come on, bless him, bless him. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Let's pray for the spirit of discernment that will immediately highlight the voice of a liar. The voice of a liar. Any exaggeration of self-importance must immediately be highlighted and be flagged in the realm of the spirit as danger.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm afraid of you because of where you are. The moment you move, I'm no longer afraid of you. Somebody said, Satan, what our isolate or atibo will finish. Atibo will tell. Yeah. To isolate you so that he can finish you. He hates everybody, even his friends. He can even destroy his own compatriots. He has got no permanent friend. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your lives will be secure now.
Amen.
You will be secure now.
Amen.
Will be secure now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Strategy is isolate and destroy. Isolate and destroy. Isolate. That strategy worked for him. We don't see when we are being isolated. We don't see it. We are justifying the whole action. The plan is isolate and destroy. You shall have the spirit of discernment. 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 The spirit of discernment. I don't care what I'm hearing, please. I don't want to hear what I'm hearing. I'll stay here. Come and pull me out. Then I'll know it's very serious. If you come and pull me out yourself. As for lying spirit, I'll not entertain in my life. Hallelujah. 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 Let's pray. Say, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus. I thank you for exposing the activities of a lying spirit in my life. I'll look for him. I'll not entertain his stories to isolate me, to lie to me. So I risk my life. I go with wrong people. I leave the right people. I question your word. I question your promises. I will not allow it anymore. I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. You lying spirit, you will no longer operate in my life. I will hear your footsteps even from afar. I will tell what you want to say even before you open your mouth. I will see it in your eyes and I will shut you down. I will not receive any bad reports from you. God will tell me himself. He has not sent you as my agent. To inform me of anything in the name of Jesus. I'm not like Ahab. I don't have a heart that wants to be deceived. I want the truth. I don't have any problem. I'm willing to change. I'm willing to listen. I'm not stubborn. I don't need to be lied to. Go find another person. I'm not your candidate. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.